Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of The Sex Show. Yes, I remain your one and only hot, sweet, pretty, white, side chick, girlfriend, sugar mommy, sugar babe. You name it, so spice the sex goddess. Yes, I remain the only one you would ever find in Africa. So tonight we're going to be talking about... Before I go into the topic of the night, let me ask you, is this your first time of joining me on the show? Is this your first time of actually watching our show? You're wondering, what does this mean? Like, in Nigeria, sex show, is this real on GSTV? Yes, it is. It sure is. And this is The Sex Show, and all we do on The Sex Show is help bring your fantasy to reality. You know how it was, like, in this part of the world, a lot of people can't talk about it. Not that they can't talk about it, but they don't talk about it because culture, tradition, religion believes that, you know what, you shh about it. But hey, with Soul Spice, we'll let you get your life. We'll let you open up. We'll let you say the way it is. We have come to the level of listening to you and accepting you for who you are. You know, all those things you do behind closed doors that nobody gets to know. With me, you need not to worry. But anyway, this is The Sex Show, and tonight we're going to be talking about fitness and sex. Yes, we are still waiting for our guests to join us, but not to worry. Whichever way it happens, you know, there's one good thing I love about sex, aside any other thing on earth. When you say the word sex, the next thing that should come to your mind is improvisation. With sex, you get to improvise anytime. You're trying to kiss him and then you fall off the bed, you pick up yourself again and go back to kissing. You know, you're trying to insert it and you go into the wrong hole, you remove it and go back. You know, that's all sex is all about. There are no rules to sex. So tonight there are no rules to the sex show. And so all I'm here to do is make you feel good, make you feel wet, make you feel honey, and make you feel life all over again. Yes, you know, with me, it's all about being real, being happy, and being sexy. So if this is your first time, please follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice on Instagram or at Sex Toys with Soul Spice, and follow our TV station at This is Pop Central, the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. Remember, all we are about is sex and nothing else. So on this, I'm going to be taking a break, and when I come back, if our guest is here, I will be ushering her in. But if not, we will get out into business regardless. Remember, our witness has come to stay. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, I remain your babe, Soul Spice, the sex goddess. Yes, to everyone at home, how did your day go? Like, you know, it's been raining all day. So how has it been for you? Did the rain really make you wet? Did the rain make you get down? Did the rain make you feel bad? Like, oh God, in this kind of weather, nobody to even touch me. Eh? How did it work for you? Because for some of us, it's been a fantastic one. You know, weathers like this or moods like this, you don't just let them slide. Like, you get to enjoy it. You live it. So, if you have not done anything with this kind of weather, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get down. Yes, if you're married, your husband is there, your wife is there, not to worry, you still have like less than 2 hours, because after the sex show, I expect that you get to work and bring to life all that you're going to be learning tonight. Like I said, tonight we're talking about fitness and sex. You know, the word fitness and sex takes me to a particular part of sex, which is, let me talk first about the women. Like, a lot of women have issues when it comes to being on top. Is that you? You get tired quickly, right? Does it hurt? You can't stand too long when you're on top. I know. I understand. Your leg hurts, you know, your waist hurts, you know, your hands are hurting, and then the vagina gets... And you're wondering, is it not the same penis that slides inside of me in and out every time? So what happens is, a lot of times we do not understand what it means to share our energy. We don't understand what it means to share our weight when we're on top. Right, sometimes we get carried away with the move and we do not understand what balancing is all about. So a lot of men do not have this problem when it comes to balancing whichever position. Not all men do, but a lot of men don't have problems with, you know, sharing of their weight, carrying you, you know, lifting you. Ha! So this just reminds me, God. So I'm just thinking. On a normal day, tell your husband to carry you. He will give you a 1,001 reasons why he cannot carry you. Why you are too big. Why you are heavy. But you see, when both of you, when you are naked, you see that man that complains that he cannot carry you. For you to even sit on his lap, he'll be complaining to you. This same man, I don't know if he comes with nakedness or if he comes with sex. This same man that cannot carry you on a normal day will lift you high to give you head. This same man will lift you and be giving it to you without holding up to anything. The same man that cannot carry you on a normal day, that claims you're too heavy. He reached prick and total matter. The man forgets, say, you get weight. So the question is, does sex actually take away our weight? Right? Is it that we become so, how will I put it now? Not so heavy during sex. Does sex really help us reduce? Because if it really works that way, I think I should be a size 2 or a size 0. I should be a Nari Bono. With the way I get down here, forget it, I don't know about you, but with the way I get, I think if it really works that way. So my question is, how do these men do it? A man who can't lift you, a man who can't even put you on his lap to sit down for 5 minutes without shouting, becomes that heavyweight champion that lifts your whole body just to give you head. Becomes that man who lifts you to give it to you and insert and go up and down without holding on anything, neither would he fall. What exactly is the power behind sex? Please ask the man beside you. Let's see what he says. Ask him, how come he cannot carry you on a normal day, but when it comes to sex, they forget that you're heavy? What has that got to do with their brain? Anyway, so whilst we're for our guest, I'm going to be opening the phone lines. I want us to talk about, you know, this weight loss thing, you know, this sex thing, you know, how much. So call me, right, and tell me what it is you're going through when it comes to, you know, being fit, especially for women who can't last too long on top. A lot of things that I know women go through when they're on top is, you know, a lot of times a lot of women feel pain because the penis just goes straight inside, inwards them, right? And for men who have cupped penis and they go inside, they don't go in straight, they stay bent inside, so they tend to touch, you know, the cervix or any other part which gives them pain. For some women, it's the weight, right? When they're on top, they get too tired, you know, their legs can't carry, their thighs can't carry their body. And the truth about it is, there is no one on earth that has a body that cannot carry the upper part or the lower part of your body. No, every part is equal enough to carry the other part. But the question is, how do you place yourself? So for instance, you're on top and then you want to ride and you're resting on your fingers, right? To be on top, you know how it is. Please, my cameraman, please, let's zoom out so that you know how these things work, right? And then you're like this because you want to ride, because you want to go up and down, you want to... Auntie, your fingers cannot carry your weight. You are sharing your energy, you are sharing your strength, you are sharing your weight. So these fingers cannot hold you down. These fingers will make you get tired. These fingers will make you get weak because the power, the strength you're going to be putting on those fingers is not strong enough to hold it. Your fingers can't become a pillar all of a sudden. So for you to be on top and for you to balance, so you have to go on your thighs, right? When you are like this, your elbow hooks in to carry your weight. So these are simple things we do not understand. These are the reasons why we tell you, oh, come, let's teach you. Come for sex class and like, what is it going to teach you? It's not just how to ride a dick. No, it goes beyond dick riding. Anyone can ride a dick. But how many of you can really ride that dick that will make it sing? How many of you can ride it that the man will be like, ah, he would learn to hold himself till you are ready to tell him to come? Do you know what it means? When you tell a man to wait, he's about coming and you tell him, you know what, no, you can't come until I'm ready. And then the man has learned to wait till the boss says, oh yeah, come. So if it takes him 5 times to stop, five times to hold back his ejaculation, just because you have not agreed to him coming, then that is power. What do you need to do to cut him off ejaculation so he doesn't come until you're ready for him to come? Even when you're on top, how do you cut him off and let his blood flow back without him ejaculating? And then you have to start him up all over again. You put him to that end and then you drop him again until you think you are okay, I've gotten enough. Guy, you can now come. And then both of you are ready mentally, physically, emotionally to come together. And then when you come together, what happens? You hit the highest point and then you shoot it out into the skies and then you get exhausted. And trust me, you see those kind of sex, they don't burn anybody where to say one carry phone. You will get, as in, you will be weak, you will be fucked out, you will be tired, and both of you will sleep. So you see, it goes beyond just, oof. Anybody can climb, bro. Anybody can climb. But how much of balancing? How much of energy sharing? How much of body weight? How much of all these techniques do you know? I thought you were right. Yeah. That's for the hand. Right. Now, there are some women who love to, because they are on top, probably they're giving from the back and they want to rest like this, you know, on their elbow, you know. And, you know, if you still do not rest well, you can't balance well. You will get tired. That's why a lot of women, I think most times, by the time women do up to 10 strokes, they're tired. That is, they even get to 10, say. If you can do 10, congrats. I'm asking the men, can she do 20 strokes without jumping off and say, come and take over? But then now we go, they shout, fuck me, give me. As if the man, no, they use energy where you know if he use. The man will be on top, riding. You come and stay on top. 2 seconds, you are jumping off. Lazy you. I'm looking at you, lazy. They are here laughing in the studio because they know they are lazy. They know themselves. Every time, fuck me, kill me. Now only man, they get energy to do. Women, we have mouth, sha. We have mouth. I'm good in bed. I'm this, I'm that. Oh yeah, climb now. You do 10 strokes, you don't shift, turn. Oh yeah, come and do until come and finish what you have started. When you don't understand the techniques and balancing, when you don't understand what it means to be fit, it's going to be hard for you to be in charge as a woman. You see what these men do every time. It takes a whole lot for a man to drill you every time. Sometimes a lot of us shout faster, as if the man is doing a race. He wants to win the competition. Faster to where? You want to kill the man, Abi? Cannot be as them born and them born up. Faster. Oh, yeah, fuck me, drill me, kill me. If the man kill you now, you go to jail because of sex. Yeah, say kill me. But when the woman is on top, you will hardly see them. Hardly, oh. I'm not even saying they hardly. For those who do, they will not be going slow. You will not be seeing them do. Oof. The woman that is saying hard, fast. She will not be doing small. Sometimes they will be doing so slow because they don't have stamina. They don't have energy. They cannot share their weight. But the same woman will be the one to be shouting harder, fuck me. As if the man, not the human being born up. So, have I broken any tables this night? You are looking at yourselves, Abby. Uncle, you say, calm down, don't blame her. Because it's not as if you are good in bed. It's not really like you fuck well. All the harder, you still focus on one point, just one place. How many of you men, let me even come to the men, enough of women. Women, I don't give an hour. Men, come, move forward. Come close to the TV. How many of you twist your waist? How many of you? Who was the guy twisting waist in BBN? Was it Mozo or so? There's a guy that dances that is always twisting his waist. I don't know if it's Ozo. How many of you can do that during sex? Is it Prince? Or who? Prince, right? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't watch BBN, but I know, right? How many of you can actually twist your waist like that during sex? Do you know what it means? When you twist your waist, your penis doesn't go straight as what you are used to. Your penis goes clockwise and anti-clockwise. Your penis goes in and fills her vagina walls, fills her vagina tunnel, fills every aspect and part of her. But no, when I go to shoot, like say, they play that game, pyam, pyam, the same spot. And I look, I'm good in bed. Uncle, you are not good. You are not good. Because all you do is finger her the way you use your finger to finger, you use your penis to finger, that's all you do. There should be a difference in when you use your finger, you know, when you're fingering her and when your penis is drilling her. There should be a difference. It shouldn't be the same motion. Because if your finger can do 1, 2, 3, so what's the only difference is your penis is longer. That's it. But let there be a difference between your finger and your penis. Let her feel your finger, and then when the penis comes in, she's like, oh! I posted a picture on my page few minutes ago, and I said, you know, I tagged it, how you get to feel when you have that penis come inside of you for the first time, especially after orgasm. You know, when you're done with all the foreplay, the kissing, you've had your orgasm, and he wants to come inside of you, and he's thick, he's huge, he's strong, the blood is filled up, you can see the vein. Oh God, the penis is fantastic. And then he wants to come inside of you. You know the way you're doing? Oh! You just... You take it in. Like, oh God, this is life. But trust me. From the beginning of sex to the very end of sex, that particular feeling of him coming in for the first time, you can never get it. Let him go in and come out 10 times. It can never be the same as when he comes in the first time. You see that first time? It comes with a kind of dryness, you know, even though you are wet, but the feel of that thing opening you up and coming inside. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. And then imagine he's not all those men that will just come and inside their penis. So no. Those ones, they don't know how to do anything. They are learners. You know those men that will just bring it in and slide it into the inside of you. You feeling every inch of him from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. You're dead. You are dead. You know what? On this note, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, we will continue talking about sharing of energy, sharing of body weight, and how to slide in the penis the right way. Don't go anywhere, because suspense will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the sex show. Yes, I had to take my time, you know, because before I went on break, right, the way I was explaining how the penis does and everything actually put some people in the mood, right? And it actually made me feel well. When I was trying to tell you what it means when the penis is strong and the blood is flowing and it's big, it made me feel like, that's how I feel. But not to worry, I had to go all the way, you don't even want to know, to bring in my guest. Her name is Kafaya Ahmed, and she is right here on the sex show with me, right? Are you ready? Should I make the noise? Should I make noise? Should I scream? Should I shout? She's a dancer. She's a fitness coach. As in, I don't even know. She's good in bed. She's good outside bed. She knows how to twist her waist in bed, outside bed, on the dance floor, on the couch, on the floor, you name it. When she's cooking, she's twisting her waist. When she's baiting, she's twisting her waist. When she's... She knows what it means to share her weight so that she can be on top. These people don't do 10 strokes. They can do 100 strokes. So all of you wives that cannot stay on top, your boss has come to teach you what it means to be on top and how to ride it right. Are we ready? So welcome with me the one and only hot wife mother. Even though she's got the banking body that even babes who don't have kids have. But I'm going to get to her level. Don't worry. Soon I'll be her mate. She's still my mate. I'll get there. Her name is Kafayat Ame. Welcome to the sex show, Kafi.
Hello. Oh my God. I didn't know you're this funny. Jesus.
It feels great to have you here.
Yeah, is that on top? My God. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So today we're talking about fitness and sex, right? And one thing, the reason why I'm doing this episode is because a lot of times women will tell our men, harder, fuck me, faster, right? We say it to them almost every time in bed. Now, when the table now turns and they tell us to be on top, by the time we do 5-6 strokes, we are tired. And we are coming to say, yeah, come and take over. Right? So the question is, why is it that women can't last long on a man? Is it because we are not strong enough? Is it because we don't share our energy enough? Or is it that we are not even fit at all? Because it's not about fat or slim. Now, a lot of women can't even last 50 strokes on a man.
Yeah. Okay. For me, it is divided into maybe like 2 or 3 categories of reasons.
Because like Kathy said, and I took it in point blank, that there are like 3 reasons, right? And so it's not just about fitness. So I really want to know what other reasons that would be, or that might be, that it's making a lot of us. I'm not going to say women only. A lot of us. I'm putting myself, I'm a babe. And sometimes, you know, you just want to enjoy it. I understand the fact that we just want to take it. We want him to drill us and give it to us. But hey, let's not forget that these men too want to be drilled. These men too want to be taken. These men too want you to be in charge. And let them just be at the receiving end. Even though I know a lot of us are very stingy. Very stingy. Left to me alone, right? I don't think I want to be on top. I don't think I want to, you know, be the one to ride. Because I just want to be pampered. I want to feel, I want him to just, you know, every time, just give me the way it is. Well, anyway, but there are days when I feel like, you know what, I am the boss. Especially when I'm in heels. Have you ever tried to have sex in heels? Do you know what that is? Do you know what that really is? When you wear heels, like you are stark naked. Do you know what that is? So let me tell you something about heels that you don't understand. Whether you're dressed or not, the moment you put your legs, right, the moment you wear heels, unconsciously, you become a boss. It helps you stand straight. It lifts your shoulders and makes you feel like you are bigger than what you are. Wear a flat shoe, you feel normal, like normal thing. Normal. But when you're in heels, your walking changes. Your body sways differently. Your movement is different. So imagine. And this is not just a physical, it's more of a psychological thing. The moment you wear heels and it lifts you up, it makes you feel like you're in charge. You become the boss mentally, emotionally, psychologically. So imagine when you're naked and you're in heels. Trust me, you won't want him to ride you. You will want to be on top. Because why? The boss emotions, you know, the bossy feel, you know, I'm in charge. It's all that gets into your head. And so at that point, you will want to spread your legs, put your legs down and ride in your own way without you even thinking twice. Because why? Mentally, psychologically, you're a boss. But try to wear your flat shoe during sex. Auntie, you'll be boring because you'll just be begging up and down like a beggar. Oh yeah, give me now. Give me here. Oh yeah, give me here. So a lot of times we think it's just, you know, sex. It goes beyond sex. What is your mental state? You know, what are you telling your brain? What are you connecting to your brain? So the moment you wear the heels, it tells your brain that you're a boss. And so those kind of sex or those particular days or those scenes, you don't wait. Or you don't wait to be told what to do. You dish out information. You tell him what to do. You become the boss. Probably he's giving you head and you're holding your boobs because you know, I've got to feel it always. He's drilling you. You shift him to the side and you come on top. That is what it means to be a boss. So, whilst I wait for my guest, I think, you know, due to network, but it really doesn't matter, right? She's back. Please help me check. I think she's back in. While she's coming in, I want to take this message, from a WhatsApp message that started dropping. No, not even wait. Like, these people don't even wait one bit. So, this person, she's back. Yes, she's back. Yay.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Network.
It's okay. We understand how network works, right? This is Nigeria. But not to worry. When it comes to sex, no matter what happens, we have to just find our way and continue. That's the cocoa. Nothing can stop us.
Yes, sir.
So before you went off, you were saying there are three reasons why this might happen.
Yes. Yes. There are three reasons. One of the reasons is, what is the atmosphere the woman was in while she was led into the intercourse? So most of the time, especially in Africa, it's usually the case of, most of the time, the man feels like it, the woman is there available for it, and boom, it just happened. Mm. So a woman will naturally expect, it is very rare, you see, when a woman is really in the mood, she wants to take control, she wants to feel the control and give it. But if she's not nurtured into it properly, there is no foreplay. It's a habit and obligation of, I am now your girlfriend, so we must do. Or I am now your wife, I must open my leg. But if a man notices, the moment he engages her prior, by fancy dinners, fancy dinner does it for some women. Some women, it's nice, beautiful music, something that sets the mood. You most likely will get the woman to reverse roles in that situation. That's one. So it's not always physical fitness. It's usually more of mental fitness, emotional fitness, not physical fitness. Secondly, physical fitness also plays a role. If the woman does not see herself as beautiful, it is somehow, some women feel vulnerable the most when they are making love. They feel more vulnerable when they're having sex. So things like being on top exposes them to the glory of how they look, because they are now like, it's whatever they have. It's not like in the film where you see that the girl has a perky butt, breast, and the stomach is six-pack,
yeah,
and all of that. We are talking about a mother, yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying this out of experience, because a lot of women have spoken to me in confidence to say, look, I don't enjoy making love anymore because I don't like my body.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to be naked. So if I don't like myself, when I see myself in the mirror naked, I am even more vulnerable to the eyes of the whoever it is I'm making love with to be scrutinizing me. So I feel like his eyes are watching every flaw. But a man's mind at that moment, if like be hippopotamus, that moment they want to do.
Yeah.
So, but the woman's mind is constantly figuring it out and stuff like that. And three, the third case is purely fitness. It has nothing to do with emotions or whatever. It's purely, I don't know if you carry that leg like before. No kimi, this man. I know fit. Yeah. So in cases like that, I have had women whose sex lives have improved just by attending my classes. You understand? Because what I do with the female women class, I have a class called Sensual Me. As we are working out, I'm telling you to bring out your inner Beyonce. You understand?
Yeah.
So there's a class called Sensual Me. It's deliberate. A lot of women have lost self-confidence, and it's a lot of women, sister.
Yeah.
It's not few. Forget the ones that will just be writing things on Instagram to just make it look nice and sweet. A lot of them can't even practice it because it's just something that is not naturally groomed in our system.
Yeah.
To do, you understand? So, yeah.
Okay, so you talked about, you know, your class, Sensual Me. So what do you do in that class? I want to know, how do you help them bring out that Beyonce in them?
Okay, so in Sensual Me class, what you want to do is create an atmosphere of vulnerability where you are okay to let go with whatever body shape you are in.
Okay.
Don't see your body. See inside of you. What do you feel like inside? Let me bring it out. Mm. So in your mind, there is a Beyonce there. But your eyes is seeing Michelin tire. The mind and the eye are not connecting.
Yeah.
So most of the time as women, we carry a lot of our problems. It's in our head. We keep creating it in our head.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
You are a sex expert. My sister, you've seen the tiniest men go for the biggest women.
Yes.
You've seen tall men go for dwarf women. You've seen dwarf men go for bigger things than their size.
Yeah.
You've seen the men are not subjected to only one size and shape of women. But women, because of the way the world has sold what beauty looks like, we have subjected our mindset that if it is not ripped, if it is not skinny, if it is not curvaceous nowadays, if it is not carrying big bum at the back,
yeah,
pardon, you are not beautiful. So what sensual me does is saying, look, from the eyes, I start to work on them. Like the way you look can penetrate the soul of a man, just the way you look at him. So we start working on gaze, how you look. So you look at yourself in the mirror. But you know what? Because whatever it is that you see, that you practice, it is very likely your brain does that in a game. Yeah. Even if it's not in class, because you have seen it in class and it is good.
Mm.
You've done like this, you understand,
yeah,
in class. And when you saw it, it wasn't as awkward though. But if I did not show you and I say, oh yeah, do like this, like, this one will be like, say, at the bath. You be like, say, at the bath. You understand? So basically, so it's different kinds of methods. I can't even explain a lot of it here because I have to demonstrate it, but
yeah,
it's really about breaking that stronghold where the woman creates a thought that she's not beautiful. And my sister, let me not lie to you. Some women have been traumatized in their relationship, maybe from infidelity of their spouses or stuff like that. And it has put them in a mindset whereby I know cuckoo fine, and that's why they go carry woman outside. So that also affects the output on the sexual scene as well.
True. You nailed it on the head. Very true. Because that thing called infidelity has a lot to do with, you know, self-esteem. It has a lot to do with people even seeing anything good in themselves. You know, after all, he left it for somebody else. So I can't be that good. If I were to be good, he wouldn't even go out in the first place. Meanwhile, at the end of the day, you find that you're even better than the person he's going to meet outside.
Much better.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and even when you see that you are better, you just can't quantum it to tell yourself you are better. You still look for reasons why you think the other person is better because he left you.
Yeah.
Forget that it's his own fault because he thinks he's smart enough and it's never yours. So thank you for that, really. So I want to find out now, what are those things that we need to do or we should do as a woman? Because when you talk about sex, one of the major aspects of our body we need is our waist. You know, with the rotating and the twisting, you know, and the drilling and everything. And this is not just only for women. A lot of men are so stiff in bed. They believe it's just this knacking. As if they're playing that game. We are tired of you putting your penis in one point and as if you want to create a hole. You're not creating any hole in us, right? So what are those steps or what are those exercises they're supposed to do to help this waist even move? Some people have just concluded that, you know what, my waist can never move again. And I always say, until you try, right, there is nothing like it's not possible. Because I want to believe you have people who come to your class for the first time, they can't even do anything.
Yes.
2 months down the line,
yes,
they are totally a changed person, right? So how does this work?
Okay, so like I said, in my program, I always penetrate my clients' mind, body, and soul. I don't use one aspect to cure a problem. Because for every physical problem, there's a mental load carrying it.
True.
For every physical problem. So the waistline movement situation is both a physical problem and a mental problem. So for this physical problem, you have must engage in physical activities. You must do stretch classes, at least, or yoga, or swimming. Something that allows you to just have what they call joint mobility. Okay? Even if you're not the type that's into rigorous exercises, there's what they call mobility training. Mobility training is when you train your body to still have the core strength and also the use of its full range of motion. So when you're talking about the range of motion of the body, you're talking about the joint fluidity, the muscular, you know, elasticity, Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when your muscles are connected to your joint, that is where you feel the stiffness. Because the muscle connected to that joint does not want to stretch further. So when you don't constantly exercise it, it doesn't want to stretch further, causing pain in the waist or in the joint. So if you continue to do, it's not just go to the gym and go and run on treadmill. You need to be deliberate about the fact that as a human being, you need to loosen your muscle. Have you seen a dog wanting to wake up before? He will first of all do his stretch.
Yeah.
The dog will stretch. Even animals that do not think like us, they stretch first. They will stretch, they'll push their back in, they'll push their chest, they'll stretch, you understand?
Yeah.
Let alone a human being. You understand? So another thing is that diet also has a major effect on areas in the body that can just lock up. If you take too much sugar, your waist, you don't go fit, your waist will be paining you unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You understand? And highly processed food and sugar also affects your joints. So what they call joint inflammation. There are areas in your joints that will start paining you because they are inflamed, they are swollen, the nerves they are swollen, they are triggered by toxins. These toxins are triggered by processed food, too much sugar, too much alcohol, too much smoking, too much of all the substances that we abuse. You understand? So the word abuse comes from using something without discrimination. You're like, you kind of like disregard order of managing to take that thing. So I'm not telling anybody that be a saint or be a pastor, don't drink, don't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm saying we abuse it. When you abuse it, the body is going to react to that abuse and it will give you the result of what you've done to it. You cannot expect your body, give your body no attention and expect a lot from it. And that's what a lot of women do as mistakes. You want to be Chun Li on bed, but you are not even stretching. You are not improving your flexibility. You know, the man likes to separate leg. You do not do separating leg exercise. Then when you now decide to separate the leg, you say, don't tear it. Yo. If you know that that is what he likes, why didn't you be doing separation leg exercise? So it's all about what you want. If you want to make money, you will go and look for the business you do. You go and study the course.
Yeah.
You apply yourself in the, what do they call it, as an intern, or you go and become an apprentice. I don't know why in Africa, we are so full of double standard. We don't like to talk about sex. Talking about sex, it's almost as if, no. But we are doing it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I think one of the things as well is awareness and sexual awareness, that people should be able to have conversation, healthy conversations about sex, the same way you have conversations about, oh my God, I usually have a headache. What can I take? You understand? But this is an aspect whereby people are afraid to have conversations about it. And they sink themselves into a shadow and fantasize who they really want to be.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. There you have it. One thing I picked in everything she has said, even though she said a lot of things, one thing that really got to me is, you know, you like it when your husband likes to spread your leg and you don't exercise it and then they are spreading. Like, yeah. Don't yeah, coco. You have to be yeah before they do. So that you don't come and be shouting yeah in bed. If I hear you yeah again in bed, I'll tell the man to put your pants inside your mouth so I cannot do yeah, because you should have done that exercise before the bedtime. Anyway, on this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we are going to be diving more into everything you need to know about fitness and sex. Do not move. Do not go anywhere. Do not touch yourself and don't have sex till I'm back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the sex show. Yes, it's been a night of getting down, being horny, being in the mood, being sexual, you know, opening your legs, tearing it apart, taking it whichever way you want it. So now we're still talking about fitness and sex. All you need to know, how do you go about drilling? What do you need to do about that waist, that stiff waist? Stiff waist! And you cannot dance, you can still not fuck. What do you want to know how to do? I'm not saying be a pro like Kathy, but let's learn something from her. Kathy cannot do everything now. Only her in bed, only her on dance floor, only her in the bedroom, only her in the kitchen. Kilo day, does she have to hear? No. Kathy, come out here, come and tell us. You cannot be good in bed and good on dance floor. So we have to learn something. Tonight, I want to know, right? So what are those things that you think every human, I don't want to say women now or men now, should do at least every day to keep their body in the mood. Probably I'm not a gym person. Probably I'm not the kind of person that would do a 1 hour walk or a diet person. But what are those little things that I should do to at least keep me in the mood?
Okay, first of all, you need to know your body. What I mean by know your body is that you need to look into you. People will call it maybe meditation, but I'm talking about self-meditation. Like, be at peace with yourself. Because whatever I want to tell you to do physically comes from what you have in your mind first. So I would say 5 minutes every morning when you wake up, just sit by the side of your bed. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. There's another thing I like to do. I like to do what they call feeling yourself. So the feeling yourself is not the same to yourself. I'm talking about feeling yourself. So it's almost like it. So I'll call it feeling your tension. So what I do is that you see this, my thumb right here.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Okay. Okay, so see that my thumb, and look at how my hands are at the base of my neck. I'm like that, and I'm going to grab right here. So put your hand, put it right there at the base of your neck. See the base of your neck right there, underneath that
Hair. Yeah.
Okay. In between. Now press it. Press it and rotate it. Rotate it. Rotate it, right? Rotate it. Now bring your forefinger to your temple right here. Then Do the same thing for both sides. You rotate it on the side of your temple like that. You understand?
Yeah.
And you can actually just take deep breaths while you are doing that, okay? When you do that, bring your hand over your shoulder. See, like this. Bring your hand over your shoulder like this, as if you are pushing out something. Like you are pushing out something. And when you are doing that, make it feel like you're actually removing negative energy from your body. You must feel like that, and you must be closing your eyes and imagining that there's an energy that is leaving you. And do that for every part of your body as well. You do that for every part of your body, and you pull it down. Do you understand? Exactly. Like, do that for all part of your body. Do it for 5 minutes, and you are breathing. You'll feel good. Outside that, just try to do as simple as yoga. Go on YouTube. Look for what I call mobility workout. They don't do much in terms of blah, blah, blah. It's just about getting the body into certain positions slowly. And while they are doing that, the body will be responding to those positions. You understand?
Yeah.
It's very important to do that. So yoga and mobility training, and they are fine. There is nothing else special there. That's all.
You know one thing that occurred to me when you said close your eyes and, you know, bring your hands down and, you know, take it all over your body. Me, I was thinking of something else. I would not like when I close my eyes, Kathy.
Hey, don't think of something else.
Wait, let me tell you what I was thinking. When I was bringing my fingers down, I felt like, you know, when it's like, it was not my fingers, but my husband's fingers coming, and it was kind of making me wet. So if I do that every morning, will I not be horny every morning?
Well, let me tell you, it's healthy. Even if you're horny, it's healthy. It's a release. Do you understand? It's a release of energy. It's a release of tension. That's the reason why when we make love, we feel a little bit lighter. So it's not until you are penetrated that you can come. You don't need to be penetrated to come. You don't need to be penetrated to be horny and get some kind of what they call sensual satisfaction. It's sensual. That's why you can feel the touch. Okay, it's a sensual satisfaction, and once you can get it, you know it just like you're just getting your body in your mind in tune with the idea of a release of energy. So I'll look at it from a release of energy than an act of sex, really more or less a release of energy.
So that, there you have it. So it's left to you to decide what you really want, right? Release of energy, you know, taking it out. It's a very easy thing to do. 5 minutes is all she has not said 1 hour. She did not say start to meditate
five
and
minutes.
Think and 5 minutes, baby. That 5 minutes that you used to carry your phone before you open Instagram and spend 1 hour. 5 minutes is all she has asked you to do. Take away all the bad energy of, oh, my body is not fine, my breast is long, my tummy has stretch marks. Just every month, just take it away. Like, you know what, today, no. I am a Beyonce. you know, I see Beyonce in me. I bring out the Beyonce in me. And trust me, somehow, mentally, it starts to connect. And then before you know it, you start to work it unconsciously. And before you know it, one day you might become what you really want. It starts with the thinking. I always say the brain is the greatest organ and the biggest organ of sex. So when you can think it, you can bring it to life. That's why I said, let's not leave everything. Kathy cannot be enjoying life. She does not have two heads. She cannot be dancing and be good in bed and knows how to share her energy and knows how to do techniques in bed. And we are here. We claiming, hey, I cannot come and kill myself. Kill yourself. Kathy has not killed herself. She's not dead. So she can do you too. If you want to kill yourself to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about the riding of the penis. It's about the joy that it gives you when you're in charge. You know, before you came, before you came on the show, I was saying something about there's a difference in when you're having sex with your bare feet and when you're having sex and you're wearing your heels when you're naked. Now, so let me bring that to you. Sometimes you people do certain dance that you tell them to wear their heels to dance. Why? What kind of dance is this? And why? What does the heels do when they wear heels?
Okay, let me tell you something. Sensuality is connected with what you wear and how you look when you wear what you wear. There's a difference. If I want a dancer to dance a sensual dance, I would most likely put her in heels before.
Okay.
For any other thing. Heels are elevators of grace. They elevate the grace of a woman. And if you literally allow your alignment or calf muscles, your thigh muscles, they are aligned and good. So when women dance flat-footed, it's a bit awkward when you're doing sexy flat-footed. But when you do sexy on heels, I don't know where they found that in history. Because I know when I trace the history of heels, it was men that used to wear it then. It wasn't women. Women weren't even allowed to wear heels. It was men.
Yeah.
Okay, but somehow the women took over and it became, see, it is like part of our body. You understand?
Yeah.
So if I'm doing a sensual dance, something like a tease, I'm not going to do it on trainers.
Abio.
I'll do it on ease. And if I'm going to do it barefoot, barefoot gives you this animalistic Tarzan female scenario. There are some particular dance you can dance barefoot, but you, as a dancer, you already know how to work your footwork, point your toes and all of that to be able to dance such a way by barefoot you are still graceful. So there's nothing wrong with barefoot. It depends on the style, music, or the mood you are trying to express.
Okay, there you have it, based on the mood you are trying to express. So one last thing before we go, before we start to take questions or calls. Now, let's talk about the boobs. Our boobs as women, you know, after a child or two kids, of course, we know it has a way of just coming down. You know, it comes down to bow that, you know what, you have tried. You know, are they really exercised? Because I don't want to believe in all this, buy this cream or use these pills, it will firm up your boobs. I naturally don't believe in all those things because now milk drag my breast and I don't think any cream can firm up my boobs. Now, do we have any exercise or workout that we can do, you know, to help us firm it up? Because I want to believe you probably might have your boobs almost back at what it used to be because you do a lot of workouts. You know, someone like me, I might not do all my workout is in bed, you know, during sex. You know, so what are those positions or, you know, what are those movements I can do on daily basis that can help me? Because a lot of times women look for, oh, let me do this sex, let me do this position or this exercise. And in 2 days, I've seen the difference. I know yours didn't come in 2 days. It took you weeks. It took you months. It took you years, you know, to firm up what you have. You know, so what are those positions that we can do, you know, to help us firm up our boobs?
Okay. First of all, I don't know about those creams. I've not seen anything really. I've not seen anyone that really worked.
Have you?
But I know for exercise, one way to realize that the mammary gland, what is it made of? It's made of fatty tissues. It's basically fat. But even that fat is hanging on what? It's hanging on skin. The skin holding it together as well. Then apart from that, what is it attached to? It's attached to, there's a muscle, the chest. There's a chest muscle. So when you're talking about exercise, helping to uplift the breast, what we are trying to do is that there's a muscle here,
okay?
That can be lifted up Based on, see, even when I do like this, the breast is already coming up.
Yeah.
That muscle can be activated and help, you know, yes, you can. Another problem is that how heavy and busty are you? Because now you're working against gravity.
Mm.
So it's one thing for you to try and use exercise to pull up. It's another thing for gravity based on the fact that you are heavily busty. That's not your fault. That's nature. You understand? So in that case, we always tell women, there are special kind of sport bras you need to wear. Don't wear the normal one that goes straight to your back like this. You must wear the one that cross your neck and pull so that your shoulder, your back helps carry the weight as well and lifts it up.
Okay.
Now, the way you carry the breast and you harness it with the right bra also gives it elongates the lifespan of the breast. It doesn't let it drop too soon. Like I said, it's wear and tear. Why is it as we grow older, our face sags? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the things that strengthen our face together, we are losing it as we grow older. You understand? And also when we expose ourselves to different harsh conditions, our skin is constantly soaking in our environment. So if you look at all those factors, they contribute. What are the exercises that you can do? Simple. I always do anything over the head. Normally helps. Anything over the head. Also, when you reach out the other way like that, you stretch this arm, reach out the other way, that also helps. So I do a lot of arm workout. And because I do arm workout, my breast came back in shape. So when I was pregnant, my breast was big. Like, I was having a shower one day, my husband was like, babe, I didn't know you have potential like this. You understand? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, my breast was so big, I was afraid that, how am I going to dance with this breast? It's too much.
Yeah.
You know, but we work out, it went. And I am an arms, I love to work my arms. So because I do a lot of arm workout, I do a lot of movement on my arms, it actually started pulling it up back. I lost most of the excess fat on the side of the breast as well.
Mm.
I lost most of the excess fat on the side of the breast. So, yes, it comes back to shape. But it mustn't be excessive. If you're excessive now, your breast will disappear, finish you.
Okay, fantastic. So this time we'll be taking... right there on the TV screen, you're going to have the number to send your WhatsApp message to, or to send a text message. Let's take questions. Let's listen to your questions. Let's ask Kaffi as many questions as possible. Please note, I am only going to take questions that has to do with fitness and sex. I'm not going to take questions that has to do with, how do I ejaculate? Is masturbation good? Can I last? Why last longer in bed? Mm-mm, not today. You don't have to last longer this week. You can come and next week and be lasting longer. It's not today. Right? Now, before I take questions, Kaffi, let me ask you. Is there any exercise a man can do to stretch his penis? A lot of men are looking for longer penis. Is there anything that they can do to stretch their penis? I want to know. Because you are the fitness person.
I don't know that one. I'm not a penis specialist. I have not heard of anyone.
Uh-huh.
I have heard of creams, enlargement creams, that I have not seen anybody
use. It's fake. They should come and show me before and after. It's fake.
So I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That part of the body is detached from the man's body, and is responsive only to stimulus, stimuli. So when you stimulate it, it responds. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yes,
even a man cannot carry his prick to the gym and work on it. He only responds to stimulus, to touch, to sensual feeling. So I don't know how to activate something like that in growth. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. I have no idea.
There you have it. Kaffi has said it all. So in case you want to try, you might still use your penis to carry weight. Let's pray that penis will stand up again on your own. But please do not call so spice, because I didn't ask you to do anything. So right there on the TV screen is the WhatsApp number to send the message to. Please note, it's strictly WhatsApp number or text message. Do not call. In the next few minutes, the line to call will be shown on the TV screen. So far, let me take questions. Someone says, please, Kaffi, what's the best exercise to reduce tummy?
Okay. Let me tell you something about the tummy. There is no one exercise to reduce tummy. There's no one exercise. Two things to reduce tummy is you need to look at the quality of food. What do you eat? How do you eat? When do you eat it? If you can't answer those three questions properly and understand the quality of your food, you are not getting the smaller tummy. If you like, do 1 billion push-ups and sit-ups. You are not going to get that body you are looking for. Your food discipline is important, number one. Number two, the stomach is the powerhouse of the entire body. So if you want to lose the stomach, you have to engage your entire body in physical exercise. You cannot just lie down and say you want to do sit-up and get a flat tummy. It doesn't work like that. The entire body is or must be engaged for your tummy to actually go down. It doesn't go down on its own because it is the central power unit of your body. If your stomach is not engaged, you can't walk. It is your abdominal muscle that allow you to walk. It's your abdominal muscle that allow you to lift. If you want to bend like this forward and lean back, it's your abdominal muscle. So if you want to lose weight, you need to lose every single corner, piece and parcel of your stomach that is connected to your body. What does that result in? Overall body movement. You can't do it on its own.
Okay, then just said it. So Kathy, I'm going to give you 1 minute. We have a lot of questions. So I'm going to give you like 1 minute to answer each question so that we can take as many as we can before we end the show. So someone says, kisses for you, sex goddess and Kathy, with a peace out sign. I'm Esti Ben Yama. Generally, women have this notion of it's the guy's work to ride me. But the moment you as a woman try to fit in mentally, emotionally, then you might just last longer on top. See yourself as the most sexual and confident woman. Feel the vibe. Don't belittle yourself. Take charge. Be flexible. Ride well and enjoy the moment. Please, you did not tell me, are you a man or a woman? Because all this talk, we need to know if you're a woman or a man. Someone says, nice show. Keep it up. Yesterday was my first time of watching the show. I'm loving you so much. I love you too. Thank you. Hi, Soul Spice. We've been married for 3 years now, but our sexual life has been extremely boring due to the fact that I don't have the cooperation of my wife to explore different sexual positions. All we do is missionary position, of which she always complains of the weight of my body resting on her, despite my deliberate effort to suspend my body using my hands as I'm riding her. To worsen the situation, she rejected all my attempts to let her ride me from the top. This is making us not really sexually satisfying each other. Please, what can you do to help us of this mess? This is threatening to our sex life.
Okay, for this case, what I see here is that I need the man. The man needs to have a conversation with his wife. The woman is not objecting out of not wanting to. She's objecting because she's not led on to doing it. I see that there's a gap in communication. Their love languages are not understood yet. I feel he needs to try and understand his wife's love language. I don't think her love language is direct impact and penetration. I think she's the type that needs something to spark her up a little bit. So women like that can be on and off. So 1 minute, they are okay to the regular thing. The next minute, they want to opt for adventure. But if the relationship is on a foundation that you are not allowing the voice of each other to converse towards what your sexual preferences are, then you might just be imposing. And I don't want to believe that you're imposing, because right now I'm not hearing him say, I try to know what she likes. What I hear him say is, she's not doing what I want. She would rather just do missionary. A missionary is more or less like, so that it doesn't be like, say, I don't give you, just
exactly.
Take.
Exactly.
You understand? So I think he needs to have a better conversation with her. Ask her, how do you like to be touched? What do you want? Most of the time, women are easier to get to do things for you as a man. You just need to communicate, make it look like you want to satisfy them. The African culture has diminished our mindset as women to believe that men needing sex is only to satisfy the men. So that is how we are grown up. And that's how the men think, that satisfying is. So most African men don't even know how to ask their women for their own personal satisfaction. Yeah. They believe it is, if I give it to you, where? You suppose just say, I'm good. But the girl might not be the type that likes forceful entry. True. She might not be the type that likes sudden. You did not tell me before. Anyway, let's go to the next question. I think I've already made my point on that one.
Okay. So this person says, Okay, you push wait with the questions. So, can a saggy boob be revived after 4 kids with the exercise you mentioned earlier?
First of all, I need to see the state of the boobs, because there are some boobs that have grown so, like, for instance, if you are someone that was very, very busty and after kids and it sat so low, you know, there is just a little that exercise can do. What you now need to do is how you carry it, how you package it, how you, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel that we have been conditioned wrongly. You see, these saggy boobs that we don't like, there are some countries and cultures that the flatter it is, the more respect they give the women.
Yes,
because they believe that it comes with age and wisdom.
Yeah.
As saggier that you see all those cultural, all those very, very, you know, yes, and they'll even press it down. Because in their society, and they don't go with bra, they are just bare chested.
Yeah.
But
naked,
they press
yeah.
it down. So yeah, so the more saggy it is, the more respected the woman is. But we are conditioned differently. We have been conditioned by Sharon Stone and Muse and Boobs. All we were hearing growing up is perky, perky, perky.
Yeah.
I don't think you've read any book saying an asagi boobs was so delicious. Mm. You never hear them once. It's always perky, perky,
yeah.
perky. Like boobs on the side.
But
so I think that's
thing.
Another mindset.
Yeah.
Thing.
You know the funniest yeah. thing? I always yeah. say that even the perky boobs, there's limit to the perky boobs. And I always give this example. Now, when someone who has a perky boobs lays on their back, it's still standing. And for me, there's
yeah.
no joy in it. But look at babes like me, now we don't born to. When I lie down flat, you see
yeah.
my breast just first turn to frying pan first. And once it turns to frying pan, the man can move it left, right, as he can change gear with it. But a perky boobs, you can't change gear. So men don't even understand that you need saggy boobs to understand how to lift and suck the boobs at any point in time. Peggy, you must stand
yeah.
to suck perky boobs. Oh. You must move closer.
Yeah.
But you see, a saggy boobs, we go meet you there. Anywhere where you there, we go hang you. That story.
Yeah, so I think what she can do is, I don't know the state as which it is, but whatever the state it is, there are exercises that you can do that can give you a lift. So at least you can get up to 1 inch or 1.5 inch lift from exercises if you do it right.
Okay, so this person says, hi, Kaffee, how can I reduce fatness? And what if I stop doing the things I do? Hope I won't regain it back.
Okay, now this is it. That is the reason why I even have a program called Bum Reformation. What I do with that program, like in 90 days, I help women lose weight. But in the process of losing weight, I am educating them about how not to gain that weight again. Because I don't want them to come back to me gaining weight. I don't want it. I want to fix the problem and keep it fixed. In order to fix the problem and sustain that body we created together, there's a certain level of information that you need to know. A lot of fitness trainers do not want to share it because they want you to keep coming back. For me, it defeats the purpose. Why do I want it to come? I don't want it to come back looking the same. I want it to come back asking me to fix something else. Maybe, I've lost the weight now, but I now want 6 packs. I've gotten 6 packs now, but how do I fend my butt? Not Kaffee, I've done this 20 kg, but when I went to my came back, it's now 25.
Yeah.
For me, that is not a successful therapy. So what I'll just tell the person is that whatever you did to lose the weight must be the kind of thing that can become a lifestyle. But if you know you are your God know that you want to go and do all those fast forward things to lose weight,
yeah.
you cannot sustain starvation. You can't sustain dieting for so long in your life. You can't cut off some certain food for the rest of your life. You understand?
Yeah.
So whatever you decide to do to lose weight, make sure you're using the right channel so that right channel becomes a lifestyle. Then you don't need to worry about gaining it again.
Okay, fantastic. So there you have it. But on this time, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll take more messages. Remember, Kathy is still here for you. Ask her now, because after this one, you will pay to ask to get answers to these questions. You will pay.
Yes, sir.
Don't go anywhere,
yes,
because So Spice and Cafe will be right back. Take it away.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the sex show. To all of you touching yourself, checking out your boobs, checking out if it's big, your tummy, your body, it has do. It's okay. So if this is the first time of joining the sex show, I remain your one and only soul spirit, the sex goddess. Let me calm down. I'm kind of getting horny, but let me calm down, right? So like I said, my name is Soul Spirit, the sex goddess. Yeah, that's what a lot of people know me as. And I'm a certified clinical sexuality coach and a master sex vet. Some of us, like me, were born for sex, nothing else. Like, we do nothing else than think of sex every day. As you are thinking of money, we are thinking of how to get laid or how to lay him. You know, anyway. So tonight we're also talking about fitness and sex. And I have with me the hot and one and only, the only dancer you find in Africa, in Nigeria. I don't know about any other person, but hey, she has been there. She has made us know that, you know what, you can have kids and still have a banging body. Yes, and her name is Kaffi. Kaffi is right here to answer our questions. So, Kaffi, can I go ahead with more questions for you?
Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay. So, this person says, Kaffi, I love you and love everything about you. Wait, if you love her and love, what would her husband now love? You have love, I say. No, because I love everything about you. Are you her husband? I want to believe you are not a man. Huh? Okay. They love you and love everything about you, Sha. This is my first time, and I really wish to have a flat tummy, but I don't know what to do.
Okay, I know what to do. Follow me and join my programs, and you're going to get that flat tummy. Simple. I was there. I used to be a size 16. I used to be very big.
16?
And by the time I lost the weight, people were like, you'll gain it back after children. I had my children. They were like, you did CS. You can't get your flat tummy back. I had 2 cesarean operations. I'm still rocking my body. So if you want everybody that mentioned the flat tummy, follow me and come and join my programs. You will definitely get it.
It has finished. She has said it. This one says, good evening. How do I lose weight without exercise? I'm tired of exercising. Oh, yeah.
Eh? What is it?
How do I lose weight without exercise? I'm tired of exercising.
Okay, first of all, the reason why you're tired of exercising is because your diet is messed up. One way you can lose weight without even working out is for you to eat right. So if we look into your feeding habits, you might just start dropping pounds just by eating right to lose weight. But eating right to lose weight is different from eating right to be fit. So you might lose weight by eating right, but you might not be fit, physically fit. That's the problem.
Okay. Hello, Kaffi. What and what do I need to eat to maintain a flat tummy? Sexy ass, because my guy likes the ass. What and what must I eat to maintain this? Because if I reduce my diet, I lose weight. So she wants to have a flat tummy and also maintain her ass. So how can she do that without, you know, taking out from her ass and losing only the tummy?
Okay, there are exercises for that. I need to know if she's generally an active person. If she's generally an active person, what she needs to do is to create a fitness routine that works to maintain those parts of the body. That is when maintenance culture comes. That is when we say, okay, I want to just focus on my stomach or my ass. It's because you've already achieved the body of your dreams. You just want to maintain some certain parts. And eating, she needs to be very careful about how she eats, especially at night, and what she eats.
Okay.
So what she needs is a good fitness program that works on our stomach and our hips. I have a program called AHA. It's a workout program called AHA. AHA is an acronym for abs, hips, and arms. So in that program, that's the 3 areas that I work on. I work on the abs, I work on the hips, I work on the arms. So if she follows me, she can get to do that.
Okay. So she has told you, go and join AHA. Simple, very easy. Someone said, I've never been pregnant, but been getting a lot of fat around my tummy. Is there anything I can do? Or is there anything that can be done to stop it? She has never been pregnant, but she's getting fat around her tummy.
3 things can be causing it. Food intake, sedentary lifestyle, or emotional imbalance. So emotional imbalance causes her to eat some certain things that she shouldn't. or binge or crave?
Don't worry, Kathy will be back shortly to finish up all the questions. I've got loads of questions here for her. A lot of you want to know a lot of things, right? Tonight, we are going to kill that fat. Ha! You see that fat? That is disturbing us from Tina Vulva. That fat that cannot make you look down and see yourself. To know what your hair looks like. To know the design that you carry. That fat that even when you lay on your back, you cannot even see it. Kilo Day. It has come to stop. It has to stop. It must stop. It will stop. So this is not just about prayer now. And this is one thing, and this is the reason why I always tell people, you know, prayer can't answer everything. Prayer doesn't work for everything. Because I know a lot of religious people say, no, prayer does work for everything. And then I keep asking just one question. How come all your prayer that you have been praying has not helped you lose weight? How come you are still battling with weight loss and food intake? Right, there is a place for prayer, there is a place for action, there is a place for using your brain, there is a place for controlling what goes into your mouth, there is a place for eating the right thing. When you do this thing and you add prayer to it, yes, you will lose weight, you will be in the right place. But you keep praying, just be praying and be fasting. Yeah, those of you that use fast as an, you know, be praying and be fasting. You see, when you're done with that, you're fast. You now go back to your normal eating and then you add your weight back. That's why it doesn't work. There is always a place for prayer, but prayer doesn't answer everything.
Okay, it's back.
Yes, she's back. Okay, so we can hear you. Hello. You were telling us the three reasons why she might be having fat around her tummy.
Number one, it could be emotional instability or something that is causing her to eat or drink or smoke. One of those vices is going on somewhere. If she's not doing that, then she's eating wrong. She needs to note her body. When she eats particular food, does she feel bloated? When she eats some particular food, does she feel shrunk? Those are the ones that she needs to be watching out for as well. And three, she probably is not active at all.
So there you have it. So yeah. She has told you. So check out the three things she said and pick which one is, you know, is which of these three can you really relate with? That way it makes it easy. Someone says, lovely topic, from experience, exercise even helps small size guy to explore and be able to hit the girl right. Having a small size can't move your waist is double deficiency. I don't know that one.
Yeah, because the thing is this, having a small size, sometimes, if you look at, let me give you an example from a big size. Do you know that? When you're having sex with a big size guy, there's a particular position that he will go into that it will be too painful for penetration. You almost feel like it's about to tear you into, like you almost feel like it's about to cut through you. Mm-hmm. Now, those are the actual sexual positions that are fantastic for guys with smaller sizes, because that way they can still reach the area that will make the woman feel full or in satisfaction. You understand?
Yeah.
So for small size men, it's more about strategy. That's why there's no man that cannot satisfy. You just need to know the area, because you know that the vaginal wall can stretch and it curves all the way. So what you do most of the time with the penis is that it hits from wall to wall sometimes, because the vulva is not just like this. It is bent like this.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So once you are going in, once the penetration is going, it could be touching this wall. You will feel it. Hey, knock me there again.
Yeah.
Then it goes. So because of those corners, when the woman's pelvis, when it changes direction or position, or expansion or collapsion, it also affects the contraction of the vulva inside. So that way, a small man can easily hits the target when the contraction is smaller than when the contraction is stretched.
Yeah.
So the vulva stretches longer, a small man will not look like he's getting anywhere. But if there are certain sexual position that if she comes smaller, it will hit it, but she will not be able to tell the difference. because she doesn't know what is going on biologically. So
yeah.
I agree with him. Sexual positions matter. It helps.
Okay. So if I says, hello, I'm Benedita from Ghana, and today is my first time watching your show, and I must say I love it. Have been really educated. Your guest is the bomb. Thank you. Another person says,
yes, I'm wearing the bomb. Look at my top. Bomb.
Can you imagine? All the way from Ghana, they know you are the bomb. So someone says, hello, Kathy. Losing weight isn't my problem. How do I gain more flesh? I eat heavy. Still sleep too well, too. Please, what should I do? Hey, Jesus. People have different problems.
Are you sure you're eating? Are you sure you're eating healthy? Or just because you eat and you're not getting fat? They are two different things. So they're not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So eating enough and eating healthy are two different things. That's one. Two, that's why I said she needs to differentiate that. Two, the same stress you go through to lose weight sometimes is the same stress you have to go through to gain weight. You understand? So you need to engage in the right exercises. You need to eat the right kind of food and the right amount of calories. So to lose weight, you are shaving off calories.
Mm.
To gain muscle, you are adding calories. So people should also be careful between trying to add weight and add fat. You can add weight and end up adding fat. And you can add weight and not add fat. Instead, you build more muscle. You get more tone. So maybe that's what she's looking for. More flesh to be toned. That can be achieved with proper training, especially weight training. Weight training is life. It's what builds and grows your muscle. And muscle is what sustains your shape and your structure. So you need muscle on your body. To do that, you need to eat right and do the right kind of exercises. The same way you focus on losing weight, the same way you focus on adding weight.
There you have it. So someone says, Kathy, please, what exact pelvic exercise can I do to have a tight private part?
Okay, there's what they call some there's an exercise they call the Kegel exercise.
Yes.
Yes, Kegel exercises are fantastic. It's just contraction of the vulva in there. It's just to contract. And other things that that help is, glute bridges. They call them glute bridges. Glute bridges is where you lie down flat and you bend your knee. Like you lie down, you bend your knee. Then you tilt your pelvic up and down and tilt your pelvic up and down. So that also helps in the pelvic area. It helps with the back muscle. It helps with your knees and your thighs all at the same time. And sometimes you can activate Kegel while you are doing that. That can also help.
Okay. Someone said, hello, Kathy. I'm in Kaduna. How would I follow your fitness program? I really want to get rid of my belly fat. Thank you.
Okay, my fitness program, if you follow me on IG right now, you can actually see all the information. But if you want to go straight from here, my website for fitness and weight loss is called Ijoda, meaning where is the dance? Ijoda. So go to www.ijoda, that's I-J-O-D-A, www.ijoda.com, and I can take care of all your weight loss, fat loss, belly fat. It's not cheapo, but it's sure and it's effective. Let me warn you.
Okay. So on the TV screen is her Instagram page right there on the TV screen. Please follow Kathy to ask more questions in her DM about her programs, how to join her programs, when it's going to start, when it's going to end, how long it's going to take. Everything you need to know, about her program. Now, so someone says, I have a message I want to really read. Okay. Hi, good evening. I love your show, Soul Spice. I'm watching all the way from Accra, Ghana. Kathy, I love you. Please, how can I join your fitness program from Ghana? Like I said, her Instagram name is on the TV screen. It's there at Kathy Dance. Please follow her Instagram page. Send her a DM as I'm speaking to you now. Don't wait till tomorrow morning. Don't wait till later. Now, just send it now. You might not get a response now, but still send it now. You know, once we are done, she will go and do one round before she will sleep. So when she wakes up after doing that war round,
It's not at home. So don't you think about it. It's not at home, OG.
Okay, yeah. No, Allah. Even if it's not at home, we will wait. We will come back and meet
you. You can put my email there. It's just simple. It's Kaffee at Kaffee Inc. They can send me an email. I will respond to them faster then.
Okay.
Than a
okay.
DM.
So feel free to
yeah,
send
Kaffee
her.
At Kaffee.
Yeah. Feel free yeah. to send her an email or just reach out to her. Coco is, you reach out to her and let her know you are there for her program. Someone says, please, which exercise can I do to have big hips and butts? What big
hips? Okay, let me tell you one thing about big hips and butts. Your skeletal structure is a one number one determining factor of how wide you will look around the hips and butt.
No bad
thoughts. Yeah, a woman's pelvic area is shaped like that. So some of us have smaller pelvic. Some of us have wider pelvic. Those that have wider pelvic are the ones that you think they are, oh my God, see that hips and butt. It's the pelvic bone first that creates that structure. Mm. So you can't come and have one straight pelvic. Like me now, my pelvic bone is straight. You understand? But I still have a perky butt.
Yeah.
Why? Because I work
yeah,
my glutes.
You can say that again.
I know my bubba is... Oh, Bob and a small but mighty. It's not about the size.
Have you?
It's not about the size. Okay. So I would not be concerning myself about increasing the volume if my skeletal structure does not allow it. Rather, I would focus on how do I use my own to the best of its own ability. Mm. So this my own that I have, what's the best way it can look? How can I add more to the sculpting of my own butt? That is the question I can answer. I can say, okay, if this is how you look, I can make you look like this. If but I can't guarantee, I tell you, you'll look voluminous when you don't have the skeletal structure to carry it.
Mm. Okay.
Nah, doesn't work like that.
Okay, so someone said, hi, I love this show because it's very educative. Please, I always feel waist pain whenever I have sex with my wife. I would like to know what's the cause of the pain. Jemilaye Enesi from Mubi, Adamawa State. Okay, that name. Sorry if I murdered your name.
Okay. One thing, number one, he needs to check his sugar intake, processed food. Does he drink? Those are questions I need to ask. So those are things that can affect him. He might probably be suffering from pile, and it might be a minor pile, but it's just, one of the symptoms is probably on his lower waist. Another thing is that what kind of work does he do? Is he standing on long hours? Like, does he stand for a long time at the kind of workplace he does? Does he do heavy lifting? So that there's so many things that could lead to that moment where he's feeling pain. Sometimes it could be that we are resting on a nerve wrongly, or we hit a nerve wrongly somewhere. Mm. And because of that, the pain is lingering. So sometimes the problem can be in your foot and you feel it in your waist. Problem can be in your knee and you feel it in your shoulder. The body is very connected to themselves.
Yeah.
So you'll be very shocked that this my brother here, what is causing his pain might not be in the area that he thinks. But I can't tell him off the phone. He needs to participate in the program for me to be able to check what might be wrong with him.
You know, this thing you said just reminds me of that thing that happens when we are kids. When you have a cut on your leg and then you have this pain around your vulva,
yes.
You know, you don't have a wound there, but the wound is probably on your leg or something, but you just have that pain there, you know, and there's a connection to the fact that, you know, because you have that wound, you know, that pain will be there. And that just occurred to me now, knowing that happened a lot as a child growing up. You know,
exactly.
I want to take one more question before we go. Someone said, I always have stomach pain after sex. I don't know what causes it, but someone told me it's because I don't release, don't know how true it is.
Okay, that is so like very weird. It doesn't sound true. She might be having stomach pain, maybe she needs to go and do a scan or go and meet the doctor. Sometimes pains like that can come from maybe a growth in there. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, something is obstructing something. You get? And it could just be that her vagina or her vulva is not the type that can take much stress. Maybe she does it too much with men with very big something. You know that we women, we ourselves, we are deeper than each other as well. So yeah. maybe her type of body shouldn't be taking something too big. And the stomach trouble she's thinking she's feeling is not stomach trouble. It's probably impact pain. It's almost like when somebody punches you and you are still feeling the pain where they punched you.
Mm.
You understand? So what kind of sex does she have? You see, every time that she did, go. Yourself now. So if it's not in that line, then she needs to go to the doctor or check her gynecologist. Let them check her, you know, her area very well and see if she doesn't have a growth there that is growing big enough to obstruct, you know, penetration, and she start feeling pain after. Maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's been a fantastic one tonight, and I really want to say thank you so. Okay, no, I'm not having an orgasm. Okay, thank you so much, Kathy. Okay, so before I let you go, I'll go on a break so that when we come back, Kathy is going to give us her last word before we let her go. Even though she's not going to have sex this night, we know we are okay with it. But that doesn't stop us from taking that last blessing from her before she leaves. Don't go anywhere, because Soul Spice and Kathy will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the sex show. If this is your first time of joining this sex show, I remain your one and only Soul Spice, the sex goddess. And yes, all we do on the sex show is help bring your fantasy to reality. In the last one and the... not 1.5 hour, more than an hour, yeah. Almost 2 hours. In the last hour and 45 minutes. We've been talking so much about fitness and sex. All you need to know about fitness, you know, how to work out your waist, how to make use of your waist, why your waist is stiff, how you can make your waist soft, how you can spread your legs, how you can take away bad energy, yes, from the from your neck to your head to your body, all that I have learned tonight. So if you have missed everything, it's not too late. Ejaculation does not have timing, right? So you're welcome. It's okay. You can still get the last blessing before you go. But then, if you have missed so much, please join us again on the sex show on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 10 p.m. for the replay of this particular episode. So please note, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 10 p.m. So write it down. Let your friends know, your colleagues, your sister, your brother, your side chick, your daddy, your grandpa, your imam, your pastor. Let them know that Soul Spice is going to be taking this particular episode again for your viewing, right? So, Kathy, before you go, please, what will be your last word to everyone watching you tonight?
Okay, so what I want to say is that to enjoy your partner, you need to enjoy yourself. Mm. You cannot give what you do not have. If you want to satisfy someone, are you satisfied with you? Do you like who you are? Do you like how you feel about you? You cannot give someone sensual affection. You can't give them sexual and sensual satisfaction when you don't have sensual confidence, sensual intelligence, emotional intelligence. You cannot give what you don't have. So what I'm advising everybody to do is whatever you want from your partner, try to look into yourself to understand how to educate yourself on how to give it. Stop expecting. Learn how to give it.
That's a great one. So I want to really say thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining the section. We really do appreciate. We really take you know, want to say thank you for giving up this time for us to help us. Just do not know how many marriages and how many homes you have changed tonight. You and I do not know how many people, you know, are going to have sex the right way tonight. How many people are going to change their mindset about how they are going to write or how they are going to be reading tonight, whichever way, right? So I want to say thank you so much for coming. Don't worry, your husband will soon be back and then you can get down into your own business. But for now, let those of us that have our penis at home enjoy. Leave Capio.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Thank you. So, yes, it was a fantastic night, a fantastic one, a sexual one, an emotional one, a sensual one, you name it, whatever it is that works for you. So, how was it? Did you enjoy the last 2 hours? Because I did. I really did enjoy the last 2 hours with you, you know, feeling the touch. You know, when she said touch and feel and, oh God, you know, that thing made me feel like, oh, no, my husband is not here. So, dear husband, you have heard what Kaffi has said we should do. So, I think I might want to use your hand to try that every month. Just 5 minutes. Don't worry. I'm not going to lay you to bed. Just 5 minutes. Just, you know, borrow me your hand. Or when I'm doing it, just stand there. Or sit by me. Or help me, you know, with a touch. I'll try not to put clothes on to make it easy for both of us. Still have a fantastic night. So, like, come your way this time again next week, Tuesday at 10 p.m. on this wonderful channel, the only channel that brings sex to your TV screen, Pop Central, DSTV 189. Love you all. See you the same time next week. Bye for now. Feel free to get down, get low, get in between, and suck away. Love ya. Bye.